Don't you go. It is the Keep It 1 Million Show. I'm Dwayne.
Sean P.
And it is May 2nd, 2024.
Yes, it is.
We're live on KRDP 90.7 FM.
What's up? Taurus season.
The number 2, KRDP.com. Mm-hmm. We are in the middle of the NBA playoffs as earlier the Pacers knocked off the Milwaukee Bucks,
a huge upset.
Beat them down. They win 4-2.
Was it really an upset?
I think so. The thing is, they didn't have Giannis or Damian Lillard. Now, Damian Lillard did play game 6, but Giannis did not play. And yeah, Haliburton and those guys, they're really good. It's just the Bucks were supposed to be that team to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals to go against the Celtics.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember we talked about that in the beginning of the season after the
trade? I actually did. I had them before the season started when they made that trade. I had them going to the Eastern Conference Finals against Boston.
Right. 120-98 was the score in game 6.
Now, remember, Giannis didn't play. I mean, it's a different series for Giannis, a healthy Giannis.
So. Oh, of course. Of course it is. You have Damian Lillard with 28 points, Brook Lopez with 20, and Bobby Portis with 20 points.
Yep.
The bench didn't have anything for Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
For the Pacers, Siakam with 19, Haliburton with 17 and 10 assists. And on the bench, you had TJ with 20 points and Toppin with 21 points. So you got over 40 points coming off the bench versus really 8 points off the bench, 10 points off the bench. That's your difference in the game right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like that's how the series was going, too, as the Pacers was just outscoring them. Can Milwaukee lick their wounds and come back next season?
Yeah, they can. They're going to bring Doc back, too, because they're going to say, well, you didn't have Giannis. You only had half the season. So they're going to bring Doc back next season. And it's going to be a big season for Doc because he's going to have to prove that he can win again. So they'll lick their wounds and they'll get it together. I just really want to see Dame and Giannis again healthy and everything because I really do want to see if that works. But it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough because these teams aren't going away. Indiana's going to get better. So Indiana's going to get better. The Sixers are still going to be there. Boston is still going to be there. Cleveland's still going to be there.
Right. And speaking of Boston, they close out the Heat.
Yeah.
4-1. They go to their the second round.
Uh-huh.
Will play against either the Magic or the Cavs. And Cleveland's up in that 3-2.
With the Heat, did Jimmy Butler play?
No, he was actually injured as well.
Okay.
He was out.
I mean, I believe they would have lost the series anyway, but I just was curious about that.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to get to the Knicks and 76ers last, but so on the Western Conference, you have the Thunder sweeping the Pelicans. They beat them game 4, 97-89. They're in the second round. They're the number one seed.
Zion was out, right?
Yes, Zion was injured too. So these key injuries is shaping the playoffs once again, as you see.
Yeah.
The Timberwolves close out the Suns. They sweep the Suns. We talked about that. And the Nuggets beat the Lakers 4-1. So Timberwolves will face the Nuggets in the second round.
That's gonna be vicious.
Be a good game.
That's gonna be vicious.
Series.
I want to see if Anthony Edwards can get a dunk on Joker. I want to see how nasty that's going to be.
Right. And the Clippers and Dallas. Dallas is up on that series 3-2.
Okay.
The winner of that series plays the Thunder.
Hey, did you see that shot that Kyrie made the other night? You see shot?
Yeah, that was nasty.
Kyrie, man. I always been a Kyrie fan since Duke, and I'm not even a Duke fan. And I like Kyrie. He's just nasty.
Yeah, he is. He's going crazy in this series against the Clippers. Once again, another key injury. Kawhi Leonard is injured.
You know what? In that series. Speaking of that, if I was the owner for the Clippers, Kawhi's not playing in the Olympics. Not playing in the Olympics. No, because why? Mm-hmm. I mean, I get it. You want to win that gold medal and everything, but come on now. No, even I love me some Embiid, but I would be like, I don't know, Embiid. We might want you to rest up, heal them knees up, heal them ligaments up, and then figure something out. My man right here, right. He's glued to it.
The 76ers came back. They're up 54-51 at halftime.
Oh, it's halftime right now.
Yes. Okay. And the Knicks were up 22 points and just went cold in the second quarter. And Embiid has powered his way back. This series, game 6, the winner, if 76ers win, it'll be game 7 in Madison Square
Garden. Did he just hit that corner 3 off balance?
Yes, he did. Who was that, buddy?
I don't know who that was, but his body was like, it wasn't even near the basket. Okay, that was a good transition. Good transition at the
goodness.
Court Philly slipping right there. I wouldn't have shot that. I don't know one of that.
The crowd is going crazy. What that was major in this series, besides the gameplay, is the fact that the Knicks fans were traveling so well to Philly that the owner had bought 2,000 tickets. The owner of the 76ers. So that could be a true home team, home game. Because the last time the Knicks went in there and won, Joel Embiid basically said, no disrespect, but, it sucked that, so many Knicks fans were there. And he was kind of mad at the 76ers fans for not supporting.
Because typically in Philly that doesn't happen. Especially with, Eagles games, you will not see, the Eagles fans get overpowered by the other fan base. Typically that doesn't happen with the sports teams, but I was surprised to hear that. So I was like, we shall.
You gotta have every advantage you can get. Owner and does something like that.
I'm okay with that. Right. I'm okay with that.
Exactly. Now going back to the Western Conference side of playoffs, the Lakers and the Suns getting eliminated that quickly.
Two of the top players in the league,
right?
KD and LeBron.
The thing is, for the Lakers, you have the issue with Darvin Ham and his rotation. Mm-hmm. He's saying that he had an issue with the players not playing well, starting lineup. D'Angelo Russell's streakiness, which has kind of cost them the series, actually. And Darvin Ham unwillingness to, change the lineup, adjust. I've seen rumors right now that J.J. Redick could be the next coach. There could be other coaches. J.J. Redick for some reason. Yes.
Ty Lue's not leaving the Clippers. J.J. Right. Redick.
J.J. Redick.
Oh, LeBron James. Those press conferences would be like epic with J.J. Redick, man.
Here's the thing. J.J. Redick and LeBron James has a podcast.
Yeah, I know. They do. I've been meaning to watch the first episode. I know they probably 10 episodes deep. But I've been meaning to watch them.
So everyone's talking about how LeBron is going to get his guy in there. as far as a coach. Ty Lue being his coach, they won a championship in Cleveland. I'm not sure if it's his last, you know, near his contract after this season. So that may be reason why those rumors are swirling. But the big thing is Darvin Ham may be out. He should be out. I'm thinking that he's going to be out as the Lakers head coach. And
yeah, it's a shame.
The move is going to have to be made.
I don't like seeing brothers
Russell or somebody else, but they're going to have to make some moves.
I believe that D'Lo is going to opt out and then sign back in because he can make more money doing it that way. The LeBron thing is kind of stick because LeBron's a free agent going into free agency as well. Like, what team is willing to draft Bronny? You know, and it has to be somewhere that LeBron wants to go. You know what I mean? LeBron's probably not going to want to go to, like, Detroit or something like that. No disrespect to Detroit.
Right.
Like, what up, though? You know what I mean? No disrespect.
Well,
you know,
Detroit most likely is going to be the number one pick. Have the number one pick.
Yeah, but this is Clyde. This is they say this is the weakest draft ever, probably. So like,
yeah.
The WNBA draft is probably stronger than this draft. So I've been looking at 76er like rooms and groups that I'm in on Facebook and everything. They're talking about that. I know it would be tampering, but they could be like, hey, LeBron, would you come out here if we drafted Bronny at number 14? I mean, which ain't bad because it's not a strong draft. And, like, would he be willing to come out there? And, you know, LeBron has a good two more years, solid two more years. I mean, he was averaging, what, 23 this year? 23, 24?
Yeah, something like that.
So, I mean, it's possible. If they got LeBron, they would let Tobias go. Probably pick up a couple pieces in free agency and stuff like that. I could see that happening, but it's a lot of willing and dealing that's going to be going on. A lot that's going to be going on as soon as free agency is greenlit. So it's going to be probably crazier. It's probably going to be crazier than the NFL free agency. So we shall see.
Yeah, and with LeBron, he has to, you know, he can opt out. He's his last year of his contract as well.
Yeah, he probably will.
So, he's looking for, you know, could get upwards of $50 million his next contract. And, you know, there's also rumors swirling that the Lakers, you know, if they, you know, bring in Bronny and keep him there, there's rumors of Trae Young.
Yeah.
They're working to try to have a deal to get Trae Young over there with the Lakers.
Yeah.
He's a clutch sports athlete. He was, you know, at the Laker game with Rich Paul. So, you know, all of this stuff swirling around with the Lakers. I mean, they're going to have to do something because they had the championship, the bubble championship 2020, where everyone kind of, you know, was on the fence about that championship. The next year, they missed the playoffs. The year after that, they lose in the first round. The year after that, last season, they go to the Western Conference Finals and lose to Denver. And then this year, they lose to Denver in the first round. That's not LeBron-like.
Yeah, and it's tough because, you know, you have people like Skip Bayless that believe, well, he's the only one I heard vocally say it, but some people probably think it should be an asterisk next to the championship. I don't believe that because I know good and well if San Antonio would have won it, he wouldn't be talking that asterisk stuff.
Exactly.
So to me, it's a championship. I mean, everybody had to do it. It's not like they had an advantage.
Exactly.
You know, and honestly, I thought they should have just cut the season and just started the next season, but I understand why they did it because they needed a champion, and it's legit. His ring from there. Here's the thing: if you look at the Lakers team, they're not bad. They're not a bad team. They just for whatever reason they couldn't get it together, and a lot of people said that's a coaching thing, which goes on to Darvin Ham, and you got LeBron playing well, you got KD playing well out here in Phoenix. But still couldn't still get beat by the young Timberwolves.
Yeah.
So what's up with them, man?
And ironically, their coach is the Lakers coach that won that championship.
Yeah, Frank Vogel.
So when it comes to the Suns, I just seen that the owner had a press conference saying that, you know, they're good, they got nothing wrong. He's trying to say everything's on an up and up, and you know, so many teams want to trade for their players and this, that, and the third, but
it'd be tough
when you're watching the games. They don't, it doesn't look anything as far as cohesiveness. There isn't, they have no bench at all. And with the playoffs, you need a bench. If you see the teams that are winning, their bench players are scoring.
Yeah.
The teams that are losing, those bench players are not scoring.
In the playoffs, you need your bench to get you at least, they got to get you 25, 30 points a game. You
exactly.
Need your bench. They have to do that. Have to.
Exactly. And if you only have, you know, a streaky player in, what's his name? Grayson Allen and Eric Gordon, who's let's say he's over the hill. That's all you have on your bench.
We saying Eric Gordon over the hill? I remember when he was drafted.
How long ago was that? Like, damn near 17, 16 years ago? That was a long time ago. It really was. But the thing is, with the Suns, I mean, who else you have besides Booker and KD? Bradley Beal is in and out. He's always injured. You know what I mean? So
and I heard that he still had that no trade clause. That no trade clause.
Still does.
I thought they dropped that when they brought him over. I was like, yo, man, he's a good player, but I'm like, who is he to have a no trade clause? To me, no trade clause players are like KD, LeBron.
Yeah,
and that's no. I get that. But I'm like, come on.
And here's the thing: they make up $150 million of that team's salary. Those three players make up $150 million. That's almost 15 other teams' whole starting lineup salary in the NBA. It's just those three players. It's insane. So, I don't know what they're going to do. I'm not sure what they have in the draft. I don't think they have any draft, you know, pieces for the next few years.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's going to be hard for the Suns to make any kind of moves. But we're going to come right back. We're going to talk more NBA playoffs. We're also going to get into some boxing, huge news out of with Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney. We're going to talk Mike Tyson and keep it locked right here. It's the Keep On Moves.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Sean Dwayne.
Sean Pete.
We're on 90.7 FM, KRDP. And we're talking NBA playoffs. Namely, right now, the Suns, Lakers, getting bounced out with them, with the Golden State out. This is the first time in 20 years that these three major players haven't been in the playoffs. Kevin Durant, LeBron James, and Steph Curry.
Mm. Forgot about Steph.
So is there a real time changing of the guard as we see here?
I want to say yes, but you know, KD and LeBron still got game, and Steph still got some game left in them. But you see these young players, you see Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You see Anthony Edwards. You see the kid from over there in Indiana,
Halliburton.
You see him doing the. You see Maxey turning into a superstar. You know, you see these young players coming up, and you can't help but be like, yo, it's happening. This is really happening right in front of your eyes. It's not like you fell asleep and it, like you were Rip Van Winkle, and then you woke up like, oh, you know,
yeah,
and like.
Exactly.
You know, it's not like that. It's like, yo, it's happening. And I'm loving it. I'm loving seeing these young players ball out. But LeBron, KD, and Steph still got game in. Now, will either one of them win a chip anytime soon? I believe that LeBron is probably the closest one, because all they got to do is tweak the roster a little bit. But KD... I don't know, Steph, man. You know, you always got to shoot his chance with Steph. You know, we shall see. And what they're gonna do with Klay? You gotta ask what's going to happen with Klay. Klay. We all know Klay wants to stay in Golden State and retire a Golden State Warrior. So Interesting. But you know what? With me, after that soliloquy, I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say, yeah, this is changing the guard. These young players are balling. You're seeing stars being made.
We've seen people are comparing Anthony Edwards' game to Jordan's game, his earliest career.
Yeah. Oh, the skywalking and stuff like that.
The dunks, how he fades away and things of that.
And he's not allowed to, he's not getting beat up either. Like, right. This game today, I can't imagine Jordan in this game today not getting beat up like that.
Ooh. Yeah. You have, right now at the mountaintop, you have Joel Embiid and Jokic.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Giannis is kind of there still, but he's injured. You know, you still have Damian Lillard. You still have some players, right, from some years past. But these are your big three is KD, Steph Curry, LeBron James. You know, we watched them battle for years upon years, 4 or 5 years in a row in the championships. Now, you know, they're going to be in the Olympics together, but that may be their last, they're most likely going to be their last time in the Olympics together. That era is almost gone. You have Dwayne Wade, Carmelo Anthony's retired.
Yeah.
You know. This next wave is coming in. Wembanyama, Ja Morant coming back next season.
Yeah.
You know, you have.
You got Chet Holmgren out there.
Holmgren.
SGA.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Here's what's so crazy. The last time Oklahoma City's been this good is when Kevin Durant was on that team with Russell Westbrook.
Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, Harden.
And they went to the finals.
And Serge Ibaka, Reggie Jackson coming off the bench. Yeah, squad. I always said they had a squad.
They sure did.
Yeah,
went to the finals, got beat by LeBron.
Mm-hmm. They got beat by in five. Yeah.
Yep. And... yeah, kind of fast forward, you know, you have Oklahoma City, one of the best teams, and they're the youngest team ever to win a playoff series. Their average age is 23 and a half years.
Man, Sam Presti is that guy. He does it all through trades in the draft. No free agent ever wants to go out there. We forgot about Josh Giddey. Got Josh Giddey out there. They got a squad. Who do they play next?
They play the winner of the Clippers and
Dallas. Dallas, okay, that's still going on. Dallas up 3-2. Okay.
Right. Now, right now the Knicks and the 76ers is going to start the second half. 76ers came back. It's 54-51. They're just starting to say
a lot of game to play.
A lot of game left.
Tibbs is a good coach. The Knicks are not historically, I'm sorry. This year they're a really good fourth quarter team. That's why that fourth quarter and overtime in the last game surprised a lot of people. But they're really a good fourth quarter team. They don't make a lot of mental errors. That's why I'm not saying that Philly's gonna win it. If they do, I want to see Game 7 at Madison Square Garden because the Garden is the mecca. The Garden is that it's going to be rocking. As a fan, I'm a Sixer fan, but as a fan of basketball, that you want to see the Garden. I'm not saying anything wrong with Wachovia Center, but it's certain places. Like for example, you got Madison Square Garden in the pros. And being from Philly, we had the Palestra. You know, where it was just basketball places. You know, football, you have Soldier Field. Baseball, you have Fenway, Wrigley. It's just certain places.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the Garden is one of those places.
The sports cathedrals is what you would call them.
Yeah.
Even the Forum on the West Coast with LA Lakers.
The old Forum, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I definitely don't want to see Game 7.
No, you don't.
I don't. I'm very nervous because I'm a Knicks fan since I was young, and it's always something. I don't want to say that. Oh my God. It's always something. Joel Embiid just hit 2 3-pointers in a row. So it's always we're about to win. We're this close, and something happens, and So,
well, let me ask you this, real quick. Who's your favorite Nick? All
Patrick
time.
Ewing.
Patrick Ewing. Okay. You said that quick.
Yeah, Patrick.
Said that real quick. Real quick. I like when I hit quick. Like somebody said, who's your favorite Sixer? Iverson. It's like because that's my time frame.
Right. So that
I
grew up watching. One of my second best players too is Iverson.
Watching that. Go ahead.
No, the thing is though, if you're a fan of the Knicks of the 90s, in the 90s, early 2000s.
Believe it or not, I was.
It was brutal. I mean, those playoff games were epic.
The Miami New York game.
Miami New York, the Pacers, Knicks, the
88-88
games, man. Right. Exactly.
David Stern had to stop that, boy.
Right.
I was watching that game when Reggie Miller did that to y'all, man. I was watching that.
It was the
those games.
Yeah, the Reggie Miller, you know, choking game. I mean, it was 11 points or 8 points in 11 seconds. I mean, come on. The missed finger roll for Patrick Ewing.
That
2 games and none. That
hurt.
Lose 4 straight in the finals. I mean, this is just...
Missed finger roll hurt. But I could tell he didn't have any lift. Because people say you got dunked there, but he ain't no lift. So I remember that when it happened. I was like, jeez, I was watching that game. Yeah, it's crazy, man. I remember the Starks. The Starks dunk over Horace Grant and Jordan when he came off the baseline and dunked.
And I remember Starks 2-for-15.
Yeah, a lot of that goes finals. on Riley. Riley could have pulled him and put a Hubert Davis or somebody. Yeah, but I mean,
this is the same thing we talk about with fast forward to today with Darvin and Ham. Mm-hmm. You know, D'Angelo Russell, he has a great game. I think it was game 2.
Yeah.
And then, you know, game 3 again, he's nowhere to be found. He's like 0-for-5, 0-for-9.
Yeah,
you know,
it was hard to look at. It was bad.
You could have pulled him. And you didn't. So I think they do need a different coach in LA. I think they do need a different voice there. And also I think they need a different voice in here in Phoenix with the Suns. Because Vogel, he's a great coach, great defensive coach, but you don't have defensive players. You don't have great defensive players that can execute what he wants. If you see how the team they had, the Lakers in 2020, that was a great defensive team.
Dwight Howard, JaVale McGee.
Dwight Howard, McGee, KCP, Anthony Davis. I mean, that front line was kind of massive.
They had Caldwell Pope. They did have Caldwell Pope on that team.
Now he's with Denver. He basically could win 3 straight. Well, not 3 straight championships, but 3 championships.
And Dwight Howard was that body. It's not that he could stop Jokic. He just made it really difficult.
He was a agitator.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what you need. He just made it difficult.
Right.
Make it difficult before you make it hard. Like, they always say, we know we can't stop Kobe, but we can try to make it a little hard for him. You know, that's all it was.
And it seemed like Vogel had the right pieces to implement his offense, especially his defense. This team here, the Suns, they don't have that personnel at all.
Yeah.
Especially coming off the bench. I mean, who are you subbing in for Kevin Durant? Who are you subbing in for Devin Booker and expect to, you know, stay in the game or even have a lead? Because that's huge when your star player goes to the bench and the backups can either hold that team to a run, you know, from a run, or they make a lead as well, and then they come back in and extend that lead. You don't see that happening in the fourth quarter. They just fall apart.
Yeah.
There needs to be a lot of changes. And I think
that's all coaching.
I think the owner is very naive, talking about how he, you know, saying, you know, everything's fine. Everything's okay. We just got to fix some things here and there. There's a lot of things to fix.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things to fix. And be honest with you, they may have to look at the GM. Jones. It may be time for him because, okay, you get these You get Beal. But like you said, you're strapped now to Beal. You're strapped. What are you going to do? Who's going to want Beal's contract? I'm not sure. So you don't have any much money to get any other players to help with a bench. I don't understand it. So I'm going to move on to boxing, where big news just came out that Ryan Garcia failed two drug tests, one the night before and the day of the fight. Obviously, they weren't going to stop the fight. Mm-hmm. This comes out weeks later. Devin Haney has a statement out, you know, talking about how he's such an advocate for clean fighting, and this is the reason why he doesn't deal with dirty fighters, and he's calling him a dirty fighter, and this and the third.
Yeah.
Ryan Garcia is going back and saying, put a picture of an ayahuasca root, say that's what he was taking.
Yes.
Who knows if that's real or not? He said, he don't even know where to get steroids from. It's not true that he. But the thing is, if the sanctioning body is saying that you came up dirty not once but twice, that means you come up dirty.
Yeah, I'm curious because they can test. When they test, they can tell you what you fell for. They can find it in your system. So the root, because I know some people that take that root for the supplements. So it's easily gotten to get it. It's not like it's an illegal substance or anything like that. So I am curious. I want to see how this develops out. If they test the root, because it's a lot of things that you can put in your body that's legal and everything, but it breaks down in your body a particular way, and it comes up as something else. So this happened to D-Hop, DeAndre Hopkins, where something he was taking that something that was legal, but when it broke down
right.
in his body,
with the Cardinals, right.
yeah, it broke down in his body. It's something else, you know. And this is a guy who never got popped for anything, like before that, and even now after, he's not popped. So you know, it's not a thing. And Ryan Garcia never failed the test. I never heard of him failing the test before. So I really want to look the. After the show, when I go home, I'm gonna look up. Because I knew about the route and everything, but I want to know the specifics of it.
I have it right here from ESPN.com.
Okay, go ahead.
He was tested positive for a substance. It's called Ostarine. Ostarine.
Mm-hmm.
Was the day before and the day of the win. The urine sample was collected prior to the fight, but results weren't known until later. Garcia has 10 days to request that his B sample be tested. Garcia's A sample also screened positive for 19 norepinephrine. I don't know what that is, but it's presence is unconfirmed until further lab analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, everybody knows that I don't cheat. This is Garcia. Never taken steroids. I don't even know where to get steroids. I barely take supplements. Big lies. Beat his blank. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar De La Hoya's Golden Boy Promotions had a statement. Ryan has put out multiple statements denying not only using any banned substance, and we believe him. That's Golden Boy's statement. Now, here's what's kind of strange, is the fact that watching some shows about this situation, and Canelo Alvarez was also had banned substance twice.
Mm-hmm.
Also on when he was one on Golden Boy Promotions. So, and I'm going to talk about that in a second. We're going to go to break. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk about this more with the Ryan Garcia situation and Canelo Alvarez and Oscar De La Hoya has a huge dust up at the press, at Canelo Alvarez's press conference. He has his fight coming up on the 4th of May. Keep 1 million show. We'll be back with more. And it is 73-66, 76ers in the third quarter. Game 6 of the first round of the NBA playoffs, Eastern Conference. But going back to this boxing drama, Ryan Garcia is tests positive for a banned substance. Now, I'm not sure if he's going to get suspended. And how long would that be?
I haven't heard any news about that yet, but that is interesting. Interesting to bring up because he did fail a test.
Right, exactly. So, or when is that going to come down? Like, when are we going to hear about, you know, any disciplinary action that he gets?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I'm still interested in this root, this herb that he took, though.
The ayahuasca root. I'm not sure if it's an anti-inflammatory supplement, but it's a supplement you can get over the counter. It's a supplement anybody can get. That's what he put on his X/Twitter account. It said that's what he was using. But we don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he could be lying. He could have just posted that for whatever reason.
That's very much true.
Yeah, the thing is what they said was in the system sounds like performance enhancing drugs.
Okay.
You know, anything over 10 letters. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was one rapper. He said anything that any ingredient that I can't read with expediency, I'm not putting it in my body. A lot of long words with everything on the back of a medicine bottle or anything, any type of food.
Exactly. Now, the Canelo Alvarez fight is coming up on the 4th.
Yes.
And at the press conference, Oscar De La Hoya was saying some things, and he went after Canelo Alvarez, talking about how he had two failed drug tests.
Yeah,
and some other things when he was with Golden Boy, with his promotion company. Now, Oscar De La Hoya issued a cease and desist letter on Thursday to Canelo Alvarez over what he says are defamatory allegations that Golden Boy Promotions founder stole money from former champion Triple G, among other fighters. His legal letter is a copy which was obtained by ESPN demanding that Alvarez issue a retraction and refrain from making further defamatory comments. The legal action comes a day after tensions erupted between Alvarez and his former longtime promoter at news conference ahead of the Alvarez Undisputed Super Middleweight Championship defense of Jaime versus Jaime Mualga, which is this Saturday. De La Hoya jabbed at Alvarez for refraining his positive test of banned substances. back in his 2018 rematch of Triple G, Alvarez countered by a warning fighters to contact your lawyers because he is surely stealing from you. It's the only thing he comes to do in boxing. I hadn't involved my lawyers, he would steal from me too. That is a very, very bold statement coming from Canelo Alvarez. Not saying that he stole from him, but saying that he stole from other fighters. What do you think of that information that Canelo Alvarez said? I mean, could that be kind of, obviously the cease and desist, but could Oscar De La Hoya sue Canelo Alvarez if that's not true?
I was about to say that. If he doesn't have any proof, it is suable. I don't believe anybody wants to go to court for this or anything, but he's just putting out allegations like that. What you have to understand, you can't put stuff into the atmosphere that you can't prove. If you cannot prove it, you can be sued for, I believe it would be a malice,
defamation.
Right?
Defamation
of character. Like, I give you a real good example, because Oscar's been doing this for a while. He did that with Manny Pacquiao when he's talking about the whole PED use. But Manny Pacquiao never failed the test. Now, somebody had been telling me that Manny Pacquiao did fail a test. That's why him and Mayweather couldn't get it together. But I don't remember Manny Pacquiao failing the test. I do know that he went on to sue. He threatened to sue Oscar De La Hoya and Golden Boy Promotions for putting that out there. And Golden Boy Promotions and Oscar De La Hoya had to retract their statements and everything. And then everything was like, you know, okay, whatever. But because you got to be able to prove that stuff. Got to be careful what you say.
Another question is, is De La Hoya a dirty promoter?
I'm not willing to say that. I just know that sometimes he writes a check that is, you know what, can't cash, you know, a lot of times. And you know, I'm not going to say he's dirty, though. I'm not going to put that smut on his name. I'm not going to say he's dirty. He just be running his mouth sometimes.
Yeah, but we'll see what happens after the fight of this Canelo Alvarez fight in the fourth.
Yeah,
anything happens and legal action is taken. And also, if anything happens with the Ryan Garcia PED positive test, is he going to be suspended? How long is he going to be suspended? Because he most likely will be. Now, moving on, another story that we talked about some weeks ago. Dallas police will not pursue sexual assault charges against Dak Prescott. With a police spokesperson saying Thursday, detective determined there was insufficient evidence an offense was committed. Now, this stemmed from a allegation that occurred back in 2017 in which a woman said Prescott assaulted her in the back of an SUV in a strip club parking lot.
Okay.
In March, Prescott filed a suit seeking monetary relief of excess of $1 million, receiving a letter in January from attorneys Bethel and Yoel Zion on behalf of the woman, saying they would forego pursuing criminal charges along with disclosing information to the public in exchange for compensating her for the mental anguish that she suffered. And she wanted some of $100 million. Yikes. Oh, so goodness. I guess he's going to get his $1 million if he pursues it. I would say he probably won't.
I don't think she has $1 million, but
what do you think of this situation here? Because this is what do you think of this? I'm not gonna leave.
I take this shit because I have more girls than I have boys. I only have one boy, and I'm closely connected to three young ladies. I have two daughters, and I have a goddaughter. And I take the assault stuff very seriously. And I also take the truth very seriously. If it happened to you, they say 97% of the time when a woman comes forth and says it happened to her, it happened. There's still a 3% thing, which is very small. And I always would tell my daughter, who's 21, and my goddaughter, who is 23, that don't lie. If it happened to you, okay, we'll believe you, but don't lie. You know, it smells like a money grab, but I don't want to put smut on this young lady's name or her accusations. But man, it sounds like a money grab. $100 million? That's a lot of money. You know, no money can ever replay. If that really happened to you, no money can ever do it right. No amount of money could ever do it right. So,
well, yeah. Dallas police, which may be biased because Dak Prescott determined that it wasn't, wasn't sufficient evidence there. You know, did she, do the proper procedures that a woman's supposed to do after the fact? Probably not. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, probably was a money grab. Unfortunately, these happen, and someone like Dak Prescott is not immune to it, you know? Mm-hmm. Other NFL news, we have the Steelers declining Najee Harris's 2025 option.
You said if,
They declined the option.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Chiefs decline wide receiver Tony's 2025 option.
Okay.
And the Cowboys decline Trey Lance's 2025 option. So this is going to be their last year of their contract. Rookie deal.
Okay.
One last thing before we go. More boxing. Mike Tyson and Jake Paul fighting in July. Now it's going to be a sanctioned fight. It will be a sanctioned fight.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go on their records. They were using 14-ounce gloves.
Yeah.
8 rounds, 2-minute fights. Not 3 minutes, 2 minutes.
That'll help for Tyson. That's cool for Tyson anyway.
I think it's a bad idea that it's a sanctioned fight. But if Jake Paul is really trying to be a boxer, I think you need to just get in the back of the line and start fighting journeymen and getting your wins up and things of that nature.
Yeah. We talked about that before the show, that he literally skipped over that. I know Stephen A. Smith had a point when he brought this up. He was talking about Logan Paul. Like, what has he done to get a fight with Floyd Mayweather? And a lot of people are like, you just jumped the line. I mean, Floyd's a retired fighter. He can do whatever he wants to do. But like Logan Paul, and I get why Floyd did it. That was easy money for Floyd right there. He saw how much money he can make. He said, man, I can get rid of this. But come on now. You know, so I'm not mad at Floyd for doing it. But I'm not going to say, man, it just bothered me about the situation. And you're right. The Pauls are just fighting these dudes, you know. And the whole... it's a sanctioned fight now. No headgear, 14-ounce gloves. It could go on your record. 2-minute rounds. It's tough. It's going to be tough. Now, I can see Tyson losing. I can see Tyson winning. Because the 2-minute rounds will pretty much help him. And I see Tyson training. And he looked really good. But however, you know, the pads and the boxing... The pads and the punching bag and all that, they don't punch back.
Right.
So,
and
you know,
Tyson is the underdog.
Yes, he is.
That to me is crazy. Oh, he'll be 58 in June.
Yeah. He'll be almost 60.
Paul is listed as a -195 favorite.
Okay.
Tyson +150 for all your sportsbook people.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyson's 50-6 with 44 knockouts. Mm-hmm. His last fight was the exhibition with Roy Jones Jr. Mm-hmm. Paul is only 9-1 with 6 knockouts. But it's a combat type of crossover. He wasn't fighting boxers. He was fighting UFC fighters.
Yeah.
And he had the advantage. Oh my goodness. I wouldn't even count that. And the thing is, I don't even know how those fights are even professional fights. Him being 9-1. I get this internet age, the YouTube age, and everything like that, and this whole spectacle of it all. But when now you're bringing in, you know, a professional, you know, this counts, right?
Yeah.
I don't understand it. It's not, to me, it's not good for boxing. Okay. But for them, you know, for the Pauls, Tyson is good for them. It's good for this new generation. There's going to be plenty of eyes on it. Millions of people are going to watch. Millions of people are going to watch.
And remember,
it's going to be a success. Mm-hmm. You know, it is. But
and remember, everybody, the last thing to go on a fighter is the power. I mean, George Foreman showed you that when he knocked out Michael Moore. Last thing that they lose is their power. So if Tyson's allowed to get his mitts on him and like do that classic peekaboo, come up uppercuts and all that, he might take Paul's head off his shoulders. You know, so they always say you got to punch his chance. So, but I don't believe Tyson's going to get knocked out. I don't believe he's going to get obliterated. I could be wrong about that, but we'll see.
I could say it goes the distance. Mm-hmm. And Tyson wins.
Okay.
I'm going to say that. I'm just not sure. I don't think they'll do something to have Tyson lose this fight. Mm. To me, it's blasphemous. Mm. If he loses that fight, I wouldn't even put that as his record. Mm. I'm sorry. That's just me.
Yeah.
But we're going to come right back with more Keep 1 Million Show.
Yes, sir.